This is Wendy Erickson. I am a reference librarian and adult event coordinator at the Parchment Community Library. I'm interviewing Jean Crouch, J-E-A-N-N-E, C-R-O-U-C-H. It's July 29th, 2010. And Jean is going to discuss her memories of working at KVP and Sutherland, and also her memories of living in Parchment. So Jean, if you would just begin with your narration.
I first started working at Sutherland Paper Company, I believe in 1953. While there, I worked in the stenographic department for a great lady, Marion Bird, who was a working boss. Sutherland became Brown Company and then James River Company. For a short time, another division called Temptainer, which made aluminum products, was in operation. Being the only person in the stenographic department that knew shorthand, I had the privilege of working with the executive. I thoroughly enjoyed working in the steno pool and really liked my boss. We worked on cylinders, which many times were not ground down enough, making it extremely difficult to hear because there was more than one voice. We also worked on tape machines, which were far superior. We worked for all the desk men in the company. I especially enjoyed transcribing from the cylinders of a man who stuttered. It was a real challenge. After working at James River for several months, I took my first secretarial job working for the president of Deacon Plywood on Crosstown Parkway and remained there until I became pregnant for my second child. In 1957, I chose to work at KVP in the personnel department. I took the place of a pregnant gal who returned after having her child. While working in personnel, I worked for great guys like Joe Pavanka, Jack White, and Bill Phillips, and other very nice men. When the pregnant gal decided to return to the personnel department, I had my choices of two places to work. I was warned about one place. However, I chose to go there anyway, but I will not divulge anything with regard to that matter. After working a few months and being 3 months pregnant for my last child, I chose to quit. While working for Bill Phillips in personnel and taking dictation, he was interrupted by a phone call. I had been up most of the night before taking care of my sick child. While he remained on the phone, I fell asleep. Thank goodness he had the habit of clearing his throat several times, which woke me up. I was so embarrassed and never did it again. It was interesting working in personnel and doing such diversified work. Also hearing about the cops in Parchment. I was told to never exceed the speed limit, even a mile, or I would probably get a ticket. Having lived in the Parchment area for 14 years now, I still remember that and make sure I do watch my speed.
Thank you. I've heard that from other people. Thank you. That's interesting. That's interesting about KVP and Sutherland. I don't think anybody has addressed any of those, especially the dictation part of that job. Thank you. Let me ask you some questions about Parchment. You said you'd been in and around here for 40 years. When and where were you born, Jean?
Kalamazoo.
In
Bronson
Kalamazoo.
Hospital.
Bronson Hospital.
Homer Stryker brought me into the world.
He did?
Yes.
Where do you live today?
4576 Sparrow in Row Ridge Platt, and I pay taxes to Gull Lake Schools.
Gull Lake Schools. Okay. Okay. Are you married?
Not anymore. Divorced in 76. I have 4 grown children.
Yes.
6 grand and 6 greats.
Oh, my.
And one especially favorite of the 6.
Yes. Yes. Do you have any other brothers and sisters?
I have one brother who retired from the state police as a sergeant. He was up for promotion to lieutenant, but was told he'd have to move, so he chose not to go. He retired with 33 years of service. Mm. He also, while being employed full-time, had a part-time business, which is now full-time, and it's a used car dealership.
Sure.
However, he had a stroke 3 years ago this coming December and lost a big share of his hearing.
Oh.
He also has a 4-seater plane, which legally he is not supposed to fly anymore.
I see.
But I think he still does.
Can't keep him down. Can't keep him down. Do you have any early recollections of parchment?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Especially trying to bicycle up the old hill.
Ah, what street is that now?
Mazel.
Mazel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And living on Beverly many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And doing business with, I think it was, I'm not sure, no. I want to say Dorn's, but that's not right. Dorn's was on the east side. But there also was a department store right there where the attorneys are now. And
on Riverview?
Yes.
Yes.
And also on my lunch hour while working at KVP, I used to go to Belisle's for lunch. Mm-hmm. And also further south on the corner of, I think it's Glendale and Riverview, was a nice drugstore, which I used to go to get orange sherbet and marshmallow topping sundaes.
Yeah, sure.
And I can remember going out on Halloween, and my dad asked me where I was going, and I said, well, I'm going out with some of my friends to see if we can get watermelons. And he said, if you get buckshot in your butt, don't come home to me. I said, don't worry, I won't.
So you mean you were going to procure these watermelons
from
somebody's field?
Oh, yes. And
I
remember the house where we were, and all of a sudden the dog started barking, and the lights went on, and I don't think anybody even took the time to take a breath. We were so scared because that guy came out with a shotgun.
How old were you?
Oh, I was young. I'm guessing probably around 12.
Yes? Okay.
And
was that something you guys just tried to do every year at Halloween? Was go get?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Watermelons.
Yeah, and then we'd take them and go down the tracks on our way to Spring Brook, crack them open and eat them.
Oh.
And then one day we were just out walking down the railroad tracks to Spring Brook. Somebody spotted what they said was a blue racer. Well, I'm scared of garden snakes, so I think I was the first one to get to spring, whatever you call that, stream. My feet didn't let any grass grow underneath.
I see.
Yeah, but a lot of good memories of parchment. The home that I lived in with my father was a small home that he purchased and then added on.
Where was that? Do you
remember? Beverly.
Beverly. Do you remember the street number?
But I know the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been down that house. I'm down that house, that road a few times.
Uh-huh.
And I remember the peony bushes my father had in the front yard. We had an outhouse until he built another bedroom, a porch, and inside facilities.
I see.
I remember that house.
Now, did you live there all throughout grade school and high school?
No. My parents were divorced, so I spent quite a bit of time in summer with my father. But no, I went to Nazareth in the 7th grade to study music and also went to Nazareth College to further my study in music.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Do you remember, you must have had lots of kids to play with.
Oh, yes, mostly boys.
Mostly boys in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Okay.
Gareth Smith, who's deceased now, and I remember baking potatoes outside on old sticks that we got somewhere.
Sure.
And that was a lot of fun.
Baking potatoes when leaves were burning?
No, there weren't any leaves.
No, burning. They just over a fire.
Right. They just made a fire in the pit in the backyard.
Yeah.
And so we just stuck our sticks in there and nothing like the microwave now.
That's right.
If you were hungry, you better just plan on being patient.
That's right. That's right. They were good, though, too.
Oh, yeah, they were
those
good.
Those were good.
Yeah, they were excellent.
Yeah. What kind of games did you play?
Oh, boy. As a kid, when we moved from there and we moved on Burl Place, again, I was the only girl in the neighborhood.
Hmm.
So we had a neighbor on the corner that didn't like it when we played softball. So we decided to be a little on the mean side and bang the teeters, because she would call the cops at any cause. And if the ball happened to go in her yard and we were being nice, she wouldn't return it. So we decided we were going to get even. So we banged the teeters. And then when she called the cops, we went up and hid on the old school top.
Okay.
We just jumped from the fire from the stairways when nobody could see us. So the cops would go through the playground and then the kids were there.
All right, what are teeters?
You know, you sit on a teeter and go up and down.
Oh, teeter-totter.
Teeter-totters.
Playground equipment.
Yes. You know, and they make a lot of noise when you just...
you bang them down.
But, you know, when a person is not returning the ball and you're being nice,
sure,
then you figure you're going to get even, and yep, that's what we did. You
yes.
know? But we never did... we used to hop cars.
Yes. In the winter?
Oh, yes. That's the only time to hop.
Sure, and hang on. And
until I, unfortunately, was on, and I couldn't figure out why I seemed to be the only one on. It was a tan police car, and I didn't know that it wasn't marked until the big cop got out.
Oh, no.
There again, no grass under my feet. Mother never knew. She worked nights, and I'd go to bed in my jeans.
Is that right?
Yeah. And right okay. on... Parsons Street, we decided we'd hop a cab, and he knew we were on there,
yeah,
and that taught me a lesson. Also hopped a train with the twins one time, but I didn't go very far.
Really? How'd you get out? You mean like, did you actually just hang on the outside
oh, yeah.
or get in?
No,
you
we just hung.
On the outside?
Yeah, but I didn't. I got chicken, and I said, I'm getting off.
Yeah.
Used to crawl under it on the east side to go to the trellis to go ice skating.
Oh, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Where was the, on the...
When I lived on the east
rink,
side.
There was a rink over there that they flooded?
Yeah.
Or was it the...
No, no. It was
river.
A river.
Sure.
Well, pond, whatever.
A pond.
Yeah. Where you go and play golf now, and the geese let you know that there's
yeah.
water there.
I see. I see.
You know, you
okay.
you play duck the goose crap.
Yeah.
You know, watch where you're stepping.
That's right. That's right. What was your favorite... pastime. Did you have one as a kid?
Oh, I Stuff had so many. Just out. Being outdoors.
Just being out.
Being outdoors.
Did you
yeah.
have any chores inside?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Oh, yes. My father was born in London. Very strict disciplinarian.
All right.
I knew I had to have my studies done before anything.
Mm-hmm.
I had clinkers, which were huge. I don't know what you call them, but anyway, we had a boiler for heat,
yes.
and I had to empty those darn clinkers every day, and of course make my bed, and my father always said I needed no more than three garments, one on me, one clean, and one in the dirty clothes.
Oh.
So when I first went to Upchon's in 49, I think I had a charge account every place in town. And I still have closets full
you
of clothes.
You splurged, sure.
Oh, but I never, I mean, I paid them up.
Ran a balance,
yeah.
Sure.
And I was making good money back
sure.
then.
Sure, sure.
Never could figure out how I got hired, because I was an Englishman, and they said, you can't get in if you aren't Dutch.
Is that right?
That's what...
What did you do it up, John?
Well, I went in production, and then ended up going into the office.
Okay. And how long were you there?
25 and a half years.
You were. Now, was this before you went to KVP? After?
1949. Yes, before. August 8th, 1949.
Oh, okay.
Started downtown. We
okay.
were the first unit, Sterile Products Packaging, to go out in Building 41, which was 33 acres, 1,120 feet long, and I know that because I was a guide.
You were?
Yes, part-time.
I see.
When I wasn't doing my office work.
Sure. Sure.
Very interesting.
Guide of the facilities. Used to lead tours.
Part-time, yes.
Part-time.
When I wasn't working on blood plasma.
I see.
And I still can't figure out how, with all that carbon paper, it ended up in my bra. I'd go home at night and I'd have carbon. Yeah.
You'd have carbon on you.
Yeah.
Yes?
I mean, not on the outside, but I never could figure out. Thank God they did away with carbon. Door down there.
You know, I must say, my early 70s, we were still doing carbon paper at a job that I was doing, and I would have smudges on me, my face, and on
my hands were terrible.
And the big joke around the office was, well, just don't tell Wendy.
And I'd eventually go look at my face in the mirror and come out of there and go, oh, won't tell me no, and I've got a big old... And you swear you didn't touch your face or anything. You go, how did that get there?
Well, I really enjoyed my job. Unfortunately, I worked with two older people, and it just seemed like the other secretaries didn't want anything to do with me. They were down in other area, and I missed my buddies that I played ping pong with.
Oh.
So I went back to production.
And I see.
And I did it in a sneaky way. Because
what'd you do?
Well, my boss was gone.
And you just resigned from the position? And
yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh. And you didn't get fired for it?
No.
Oh.
Well, you know, I had such a happy-go-lucky attitude. I just took the attitude, hey, if they want to fire me, fire me. I'll go out and get another job.
Yes.
And one day I was working on production and the line, and we changed jobs every hour. Well, there were two people that were holding up the line. So the line man came over and told us that if you don't get busy and finish this job and blah, 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 I'm going to put you on the round table. Much surprise to me, I said, I don't care where you put it. Oh, I thought, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. So all of a sudden, I decided I'd better go to the restroom. So when I came back, the boss's assistant nailed me. And so he asked me about it, and I said, first of all, I think it's a lineman's job. It should be, if it isn't, to know who's slowing up the line. And I said, that's what I said, what I did. Mm-hmm. Why should the whole line be punished because two girls are holding up the line?
Okay.
Never said a word.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then when I was working in international division, my boss was in Europe. And we were the largest department, and I had taken management at Nazareth, but I wanted to take women in management at Kay College.
Ah.
So, and as long as my major was English,
I see.
I was supposed to be allowed to do this. So I thought, okay, I got to get permission from the VP. Well, he turned me down, so I thought, well, I'll fix you, buddy. So I went out for the first night. That's all I needed to know. A gal in engineering was getting paid, so I went to my... Well, she was, when I played basketball in high school, she was an upperclassman, and she had a upper management job.
Mm-hmm.
So I called her, and I said, I told her what I did. I said, I might get fired, but I said, if that gal's getting paid, and I don't have, why should I have to pay my $200 credit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, good for you. And I said, well, if you don't see me around the company, you'll know I'm not here anymore.
So, and you didn't get fired, though,
no,
did you?
No, and my but, you know, it really was a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
Because after hearing this woman instructor and realizing all the problems she had with men, I thought, there's no way I want to go into to management.
Oh.
So my boss got back from Europe. Of course, I scheduled his calendar, and I said, if you got a few minutes, I need to tell you what I've been doing. He said, you did what? I said, yes, I did. But anyway, I stayed there till 91.
At Upjohn, you mean?
Yes.
At Upjohn.
I took early retirement. I was under a lot of stress, and I love my job.
Yeah.
My boss was the director of advertising. Four bosses reported to him. I had a lot of responsibility. I worked in an international. Oh, I just enjoyed the people so much that I worked with.
Uh-huh.
And traveled to Mexico to spend some time with the advertising manager there. And had an excellent time. And learned how to outdo them, you know, when you're buying. It was quite interesting. And Upjohn's was a good place to work. I have no use for Pfizer.
Okay.
Because what it has done to the retirees, I can speak from my personal experience on my medical. Like so many others, I'm sure, I could not afford the medical plan that I had.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose to take a lesser plan, but they never could get the billing right. And even though my payments were in there, and after much frustration, I sought out another company, The agent, of course, had to get the certificate to release me from Upjohn Insurance in order to go ahead with a new.
Sure.
At that time, guess what? I found out they canceled me December 1st, and they already had my payment. I'm a heart patient. I was without insurance for the whole month of January. What would have happened if I'd had a heart attack?
Right.
They wouldn't have paid, even though that money was there.
Yes.
So it took me 2 months, many phone calls,
yes,
to straighten that mess out before, in a special letter that had to go. Mm-hmm. They were aware of it. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, they had my money.
Okay.
But I'm determined, and I finally got my money back.
You did. Okay.
But
all right. So, and then did you go to KVP after that? I'm mixed. I'm a little confused.
No, it was... Let's see. 49, no. Wait a minute. 49, I stayed there back then. When you were 6 months pregnant, you had to leave.
Oh, you did.
So I left. Oh, that's when I went. Must have been when I went to KVP.
Sure, sure.
Also worked in politics and loved that.
You did?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I was stenographer to the finance chairman of the Republican Party, but he never knew how I voted. If he did, he probably would have fired me.
Was that a volunteer position?
No, it was paid. It was paid.
Here in the county? Kalamazoo County?
Yes. In fact, I had to keep track of every penny for Tony Stamm, who at that time was county treasurer.
And what year was this, Jean?
Oh, boy. I can give you approximate.
Yeah.
I went to Gibson in 62 and worked as assistant PA from 62 to 68. So it had to be prior to that because Mr. Brundage wanted me to go to work at the Brundage Company.
Okay.
And I didn't want to, but to appease him, I did go down there and have an interview. And when I was told that I would have to work every other Saturday on the switchboard, I said, no way. I have two children. I don't choose to work on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So I looked up in Dun & Bradstreet, Gibson, and saw that they had a good rating, so I applied for a position there and got it.
I see.
And I saw it go from a small company, just so fast growing. We ended up having the two other plants opened, and I all of a sudden was had my own salesman calling on me, and instead of my boss only getting the liquor-filled chocolates, all of a sudden I was getting two boxes, too, from Al Crew Spring Supply, and I had one out for the whole office, the other one I gave to my father, because believe you me, they were strong.
Yes? Yeah?
But
what a treat.
And I saw Halle Selassie.
You did?
Oh, yes.
How did that happen?
Well, he happened to walk through the office, and I was right there before I got my private...
Gibson office?
Yes.
Oh, for him.
62 to 68, yeah.
Oh.
Little squirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real interesting.
Yeah, very.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, and then they had an accident one day, and the president's secretary sat right across from me, and she continued to file her nails and decide she didn't want to be bothered. I said, this was in the wintertime, and I said, don't worry, darling. I'd sent Johnny out on errands, and I said, Betty here, no, that was the vice president's secretary, ordinarily would do this. Guy chopped off his fingers, so I said, where's the car? Where's Ted's car? I'd never driven an all-power car. I never even asked him. I said, guess what? I'm taking your car. We had an accident. So I met the foreman out, and he's got the guy's fingers wrapped in a towel, and I've got music playing, and I know Kalamazoo very well. There was a train. I went around the train, and I told Darlene before I left, I said, you call a doctor's office and tell him we're bringing him. A patient needs immediate attention. We'll see him in the ER.
Yep.
And we got there, and they took him in. The poor guy, he spoke, but he couldn't hear. And I heard him yelling at somebody, so I went back there.
Yeah.
While the foreman was, of course, giving them all the insurance information, I said, please don't yell at that man. He can't hear you. So then when Ted wanted to know why I took his car, he went to John. He right away found out the accident. Then John, the vice president, showed up at the hospital and called this fellow's wife. Well, it was quite some time later, and he came back, and he came up to me, and he's talking to me, and I smiled, and he put out his other hand, and I knew that was wrong. He wanted me to take him to the doctor appointment, And I told him, no, I would be happy to, but that was not my job. That was Betty's job.
Yes.
But he was just so thankful.
Yeah.
And such a nice guy. And come to find out, he made violins just like my stepfather.
Really?
I didn't know that till later.
Your stepfather made violins?
Oh, yes, he did.
Where?
Right here in Kalamazoo.
For, by himself or for a company? Or?
No, himself. I have one at home that has his likeness right on the end of it.
Who is it? What's his name?
Gus Demos.
Gus?
He lived to be 102 months.
Is that his last name or first and last name? Gus?
Well, Constantine aren't
Constantine.
Most of them, yeah.
And then how do you spell his last name?
Constantine Nicholas Demos, D-E-M-O-S.
Oh.
Called Gus.
And when was this, Jean? Do you remember? When did was he doing that?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I can't remember.
But this is your grand... Your
no, my stepfather. He was born in Athens, Greece. My own father was born in London.
Oh, right.
And I was raised pretty much Greek. Spoke
you
some
were.
Greek. Yes.
Oh.
And still know how to Greek dance, and have been to a Greek funeral, which I didn't enjoy, of the two boys that I took care of as babies, their father, when he died of leukemia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was extremely morbid, mm-hmm. because the whole family dresses in black.
Yes.
And as a participant there, well, you're not really, well, I guess you are, yeah. But anyway, you walk around, they put the casket, after they bring it down, in front, and then you go and talk to the people, all the family, mm-hmm. and then if you choose to, you can kiss the cross. Well, I chose not to, of course, mm-hmm. so, and my mother
right.
chose not to. But, of course, my stepfather did.
Yeah.
But he lived to be 102 months, and on his 100th birthday, I hired a violinist and a pianist for him at the nursing home. And we had the biggest cake I could get and invited everybody and what few living Greeks were left.
Yes.
And he didn't sleep through any of it.
Wonderful.
I had his violin over there and pictures. And
that's quite the party.
Oh, we had, and he was treasurer of the HEPA for years and still had his, what they call a fez.
Yes.
And on one
yes.
of his birthdays, I took pictures of him that I still have, and my
yes.
daughter bought balloons. And boy, he had to be wheeled all over the nursing home. He was so proud, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
And he should have been.
Sure,
for
of course.
33 years.
Yes.
But he didn't attend the Greek church. See, when he met my mother, he became a member of Bethel.
I see.
So.
Okay.
But it was interesting, you know, mm-hmm. the contrast between my own father and
yes.
my stepfather, you know.
A huge contrast.
Oh, yes. And they met at my mother and my stepfather met at Shakespeare's when they used to make fishing tackle, and then during the war they made parts for B-15 bombers, and my mother was a drill press operator.
She was?
Yeah. So
okay.
Was, yeah, and we ate just about every night at Chancel's.
You ate just about every night,
night
at where?
At Chancel's.
Where? And where's
on
that?
On South Burdick Street, it
on
was.
On South Burdick.
Yeah, and I went to school in Azareth with Barbara.
Okay. Okay, Chancel's was just a family diner or
yes.
a German restaurant?
No, it was a cafe.
Cafe. It was a cafe.
Cafe, and excellent cafe. I think the only one at that time in Kalamazoo.
Okay.
Located on South Burdick, between... I'm guessing now. It's been
yeah.
so many years ago. I think
yeah.
it was between South and Lovell.
Oh, all right. Close to downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was, and I know it was on the east side of the South Burdick.
On the east side of yeah. South Burdick. Okay.
And they had excellent,
okay.
and I usually got chicken pie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And when my mother brought my stepdad's sister over from Greece,
mm-hmm.
she worked as in the salad.
I see.
And worked at Shenzel's.
I see.
For years before she went to Jacobson's to work.
Oh, in that cafe there?
Yes.
In that little restaurant there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah.
And so when Gus died and it came time to have to deal with everything, I would do the financial part of it, but because she knew the Greek part of
the
it,
cultural
then,
kind of part of it,
then
yeah.
that went over there, but his brother couldn't understand why he was getting money and he wanted to send it back. And
oh,
it was so hard.
Yes.
Because
cultural
more was,
differences? cultural differences?
Oh, yes, banking. I would have had to. I went to the bank in Parchment, and I talked to Candy about it. In order to do this, I would have had to go through five different banks. And, of course, every bank would get their cut of the pie, right? So I said, hey, I think I can handle this. So after talking to the attorney and finding out what needed to be done, I said to the broker where I had invested all my parents' money so that they could live in the best way they could. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, this is what I want done. I don't want to send a lump sum. I want to send a portion to make sure it's received, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
And, of course, the first time thing he got, he wanted to send it back.
Oh.
Couldn't send it back.
Right.
And then he wanted to give it to her, and then he wanted to give it to me. And so it was, she talked Greek to him, like, I couldn't handle
it. Sure.
You know. And he was physically unable, and it was good for him to have it. You know.
Yeah.
But it was just so interesting. I learned so much by taking care of four parents. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
I really did.
I'll bet.
I don't ever want to do it again.
No, right.
Because my mother was dying, and I get a call from my half-sister in Alabama, and my stepmother had died.
Oh.
So I had to go bury her, and my oldest daughter and her oldest daughter were there, and I ended up with angina. They took me to ER, and they thought I was drunk and admitted me to the hospital.
Oh.
Because it was too much pressure.
You bet.
But in a way, I was glad it was all over with.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sure.
But like I said, you never know what you can do until you try.
And I
learned so much. Mm-hmm. And I have elderly friends now, a woman that lives 5 minutes from me that was 94 on July 14th.
So,
even though she has a couple across the street that are caregivers, I too am a caregiver in the sense I know she loves watermelon and muskmelon.
Mm, yeah.
So I call her up and I'll say, what do you want? Raspberries, blackberries, watermelon, muskmelon. What are you hungry for? Well, let's see. I'm hungry for, muskmelon sounds good, but yeah, I'd like some watermelon too. So over I go.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. Well, you know from experience that.
Yeah. I also volunteer for Coover.
Did you say Coover?
Coover Center, yeah.
The Coover Center. Mm-hmm. And where is that, Jean?
Jasper Street.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, part of Senior Services?
Services.
Yes.
In fact, I was down there on the very hot day that they had the doggy show.
Oh.
I never saw so many breeds of dogs.
Oh.
I saw these cute little pugs in a kid's pool.
Yeah.
There were three of them. Two were smart enough to get in the water. The other one wouldn't have anything to do with it. Pretty soon, here comes this woman, and it was so funny. She's got this dog, much bigger than a pug, about the size of a water spaniel, only a short-haired breed.
Yeah.
And that dog saw that pool. He led her right to it, jumped in with both feet. He peed, and then he drank.
Oh, no.
And I said, you're supposed to do the opposite. Yeah. I would crack up.
Yes.
And then he does his thing. He has his drink, and then he goes along with her.
For heaven's sake.
It was so funny, but hot.
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 Yeah, the weather's been pretty oppressive.
It was horrible.
Summer.
And I couldn't understand what all those idiots were doing there. I mean, it was so ungodly hot.
Outside.
But it's such a, it's now, this is the second year. And I would volunteer again.
Sure.
I wouldn't care how hot it was, because I have a cat. I love animals. In such a worthy cause.
You bet.
Yeah, it was really fun. Except that my coworker, much younger than myself, they had this running water vertical, you know, and the dogs were running through it, and I was so hot, I said, hey, if you will, I will. But she wouldn't, but I would have.
I believe you would.
To cool off. It was horrible. Sure. It was horrible.
Yeah,
and then the Subway, my computer guy, made 150 sandwiches that day because his helper didn't show up.
Oh.
And I said, boy, I guess I must eat the vegetarian one, and it was excellent.
Yes. Great.
You know, and I thought it was great that they donated food, and I didn't have time. There was an accident on Gull Road, and I knew I was to report to work at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I followed this car in front of me in hopes that they knew where they were going, and they did. However, this gal in front of them wanted to know what the accident was about, so slowed us up, but I still reported duty at 5 to 3.
You did?
I did.
Sure.
And I would do it again.
Sure.
It's such, and I donate money to them because I think they're a wonderful group.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I wouldn't dare go work for them because I'd have a house full of cats.
There you go. Yeah.
And my cat, yeah. She's so jealous and she's so spoiled rotten anyway.
Right. Probably couldn't tolerate that.
No.
Well, Jean, let me ask you some. We've been talking here about 45 minutes. Let me ask you some kind of philosophical things about life.
Mm-hmm.
Had an interesting life.
Oh, yeah.
What do you consider a successful life?
A successful life, I think, has to be a blend. It depends on the person. I think the person has to hopefully have a positive attitude. If that person chooses to get married, hopefully they'd marry someone with common likes. I myself, at the age of 79, am extremely active. When my young tennis player, who lives in Grand Rapids, the age of 55, emailed me this morning and she said, "What days do you have free next week?" I said, "Tuesday and Thursday, take your pick. Or if you want to do aerobics on Wednesday, be here at 9.
So keeping active.
Keeping active. Yeah.
Important.
I think it's very important. My mother was extremely active. She had her first seizure in Bethel Baptist Church, but when my stepfather broke his hip, she made sure that when he was able to, that he would join her in the Y pool. And she was very active in her church, and I think that's important too. I don't think myself, I am a Christian, however, I don't attend church on a regular basis. I was I was baptized in Baptist, I was confirmed in St. Luke's, married in the Methodist, attended Nazareth to study music, then left Nazareth in the 8th grade and went to city schools, and what I learned at Nazareth in the 7th grade and from those nuns I took over in English at the 10th grade at Central.
Oh.
They're that far advanced.
Uh-huh.
And I found every one of those nuns in the cemetery.
You did?
Yes, I did.
You did a purposely went and looked?
Yes, I did.
When did you do that?
Several years ago, and then they had a mole run, and so my friend and I...
What's that?
Well, it was a race, and it was raining.
Yeah.
And we signed up for it. So when they shot the gun, I said, "Guess what? Let those fools run that way. We're going to go inside." So I took him inside, knowing the whole campus.
Sure.
I took him everywhere, and we ran into Father Richard Dillihart. I can't remember the priest's name. I had him for life issues and dying. Well, my father died.
Ah.
And I called him and told him that I would not be attending class because I had just experienced death. There was no way I was going to come and discuss death and dying.
Mm.
And however, what I would do is I would research... I would go to the Nazareth Library, which was great. I would research customs in 15 countries on funerals, which was very, very interesting.
Yeah.
So he apparently didn't disagree with me. I studied it, I typed it up, and handed it in.
Uh-huh.
And that was the end of it.
Uh-huh.
But we just had a ball going all the way through the college, and then we did go out.
Sure.
And go to the cemetery.
Yeah.
And then we came back, and of course they were all cold and wet, and we were a little chilly, but not as cold as they were, because we'd spent most of our time inside. But it was fun. It was fun. And I hated to see him tear down Nazareth. I hated to see him tear down that library.
Yeah.
Those twin nuns, I think they knew where every book was there.
Probably.
They were just excellent.
Sure.
You know, and
yes.
I don't regret my, I have about 80 college credits.
You do.
And I quit because I was so mad. My last class was research writing, and we had moaners and groaners. I started college at the age of 37.
Uh-huh.
And we had kids that the minute the teacher who was working on her master's degree at Western, the minute they would gripe, she could care less. She wanted to get up there and work on her master's, so cut me short. And I was paying $200 a credit hour, and you couldn't buy used books either. Mm-hmm. So I was mad, and I said, that's it. I've had it. I will not take another class here.
Okay.
But I did take my piano, and then I found it hard to work full-time and study piano for 5 hours a week. But I had an excellent instructor, except I tried to be a perfectionist, and of course it didn't work.
Yeah. You know,
because my first teacher was inexpensive, could care less about my fingering. And I took at Henderson on Michigan many, many years, and I also took voice there. But
do you still play, Jean?
Oh, yes.
You do?
I do.
Do you play just for yourself, or do you play at places, or?
No, I did play at weddings. My mother made sure I sang at the second wedding, and I was scared stiff. But it's interesting. I was so frustrated here. A few weeks ago, I went home for an hour and a half. I took it out on my piano, which I hadn't touched in 2 years.
Oh.
You're going to laugh at this. I couldn't figure out why the volume wouldn't go down. Well, the kitty's little plastic ball was under there, but now it has a dent in it.
Oh, from you hitting it, trying to get it. Sure.
And, you know, I couldn't remember that night how to play Anchors Away. Oh. The other day I sat down and I played it.
Isn't that something when that happens?
I thought, I've had a few mini strokes.
I see.
And so I just found this out a couple years ago. Now I find out I have to go in for cataract surgery. When I just went in early, instead of going for my annual appointment, I said, you know, I'm having problems with my eyes. I said, you know, I like to work crosswords and watch TV. Maybe, you know, I shouldn't be doing this. Mm-hmm. But I said, I really think I need this eye exam. So I couldn't see hardly anything. And I said, how come that letter there's, that's bold, and the rest of it I can't. So I said, you know, Dr. Mellowish told me years ago I had a small cataract. How is that doing? He said, well, you have cataracts in both eyes. When do you want surgery? I said, huh?
Ah.
No way.
Ah.
No way. So he said, well, I won't write you. He said, oh, I'll write you a prescription for glasses, but it won't do you any good. And if you postpone your surgery, you're going to just get more frustrated. And I thought to myself, so what? You know, it won't be the first time. So I walked out. So in the meantime, I thought, you know, maybe that wasn't so smart. Okay, I'm going to take my other glasses that have transition lessons in them, which I hate, and I'm going to take them to Heemster's right next door, you know, and I'm going to give them the script and last year's script, and I want them to explain to me what's going on. So when I walked in there, and the gal said, you have to renew your driver's license? I said, no, not till next year. And she said, well, you have this whatever word, and I can't... Excuity or whatever, and I said, in English, what does that mean? She said, well, your vision's not that good. I said, no kidding, I already found that out. And I said, but you know, I can read fine print, and there's no signs on the highways that are that small. Why do they make me wear glasses? I called my brother, and I told him, I said, where are there little signs like that?
Yeah.
He said, what are you talking about? I said, when I went for my driving test and I couldn't read that little stuff, they said, do you wear glasses? I said, yes, once in a while. We'll put them on. I said, you show me where there's a sign that small. I said, you know what? I think that's asinine. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Well, what happened now? So you're going to have
Yes, I am, because I since have talked to a very close friend who's wearing these big black glasses. And I said, what are you wearing those things? You trying to be a celebrity? She said, no, I had said eye surgery. I said, I'm curious, who did it and what for?
Yeah.
Same doctor as I have.
Yeah.
She said, and I told her what was going on. She said, Jean, that's what happened to me. So I get on the phone, called, canceled the order on my glasses. I said, hold the frames or I'll pick them up. Hung up, called the doctor's office. I said, schedule me for surgery. She said, do you know which eye? I said, I think it's the left, but the doctor better know.
Right. So, well, you got to see. You gotta see.
Well, I see pretty good right now. I see all these cops are parked. And I saw one on Sprinkle yesterday, and thank goodness I was just coming around the corner. Mm-hmm. I was only doing 45, because ordinarily I'd be doing at least the speed limit.
Sure. Sure.
I don't believe in going over it except on the highway. And then I lock it in at 70,
and just
and I cruise.
Bet.
I cruise.
Let me ask you, in closing here, Jean, let me ask you, what would you like people to remember most about Parchment? You know, we had that big reunion on July 11th. And
Parchment, what I would like people to remember the most, my husband worked in the powerhouse at Parchment.
He did.
And believe me, it was not clean compared to the one at Upjohn's. That one out at Upjohn's, I think you could eat off the floor. But I guess what I was impressed with was all the products they made.
Yeah.
The Christmas paper, the wax paper, mm-hmm. and all the different things that they made.
Dusting and, paper.
Yeah.
And
who dust? Yeah. But anyway, I guess that's what impressed me the most.
The variety. And
another thing, the park where I used to go and watch fireworks. I still walk in this park.
You do.
Oh, yes.
Kindleberger Park.
Yeah. And I play tennis there.
You do.
I don't now.
Okay, but you
did. I did, yeah. Yes. And I remember sitting on that hard cement watching the fireworks and how much I enjoyed it, you know.
Yes.
And there's no way I'd go down on Mill Street and watch it. No
uh-huh.
way. Nor would I go out in Portage. But I do remember that, and it was so neat. And when my grandson played ball up here in Little League, it was fun going and watching.
Okay.
Not just him, but the little kids, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I remembered when I played... and my whole family played.
They played baseball?
Yeah.
Softball?
Both boys pitched.
They did?
Yeah. I played also.
They did. Okay.
Many years ago.
Okay. What position?
Outfield, somewhere. Somewhere.
Field.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was captain of my basketball team in high school.
You were.
And vice president of Girls Athletic Association.
Ah.
Yeah.
All here?
Kalamazoo Central.
Kalamazoo Central.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have my Delphians to prove it. Still have my class ring. And
you
I've attended every class reunion.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh my.
And I'm determined to be one of the last ones.
There you go. There
yeah.
you go.
No, the only thing that concerns me is right now about Parchment is I was glad to hear they're not going to put a golf course in.
All right.
Yeah. The thing that does concern me is that from what I've read, unless I misunderstand it, it sounds like Riverview Drive is going to become like three lanes or I don't know. It just sounded to me, and perhaps I didn't interpret it correctly, it just sounded to me like it's going to be a lot more confusing than in the way it is now.
Oh.
And it's hard for me also to understand how they're going to build homes or whatever for $150,000 with the economy being the way it is now.
With the new River Reach
yes.
project.
Yes.
Proposal.
And then, well, those who want to live by the river and pay $300,000 and up,
mm-hmm.
Fine, let them.
Mm-hmm.
They can have the stink too. And maybe the oil.
Yeah,
yeah,
the way it's going today. That's
well,
right,
hopefully, EPA, according to the early news, has got a real handle on it. They
yes.
are in control, have shut them down.
Yes.
And
okay.
which. That's just good.
Yes.
But,
yeah, very
you
good.
Know, it just irritates me to think this mess in the Gulf and now this
and now
in Michigan.
Here in the
and what Canadian
right.
company.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It really irritates me. I feel for the people living down
yes.
there. Last
yes.
night on TV, I showed this woman, and she was told because the fumes are so bad,
they are.
Her husband is not well. And the company is saying, well, you go stay in a hotel elsewhere, we'll reimburse you. Those people don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fine, give them the money now.
That's true.
You know,
yep.
don't tell somebody to go live elsewhere and not
sure.
give them the funds to do it with.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
I'm a person that I hate to see elderly people taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And people like the situation that's they have right now.
Right.
And I remember going through that dam many, many years ago,
yeah.
and I won a lamp. I don't know how. I usually don't win anything, but I did win
yes.
a lamp.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
But no, I kind of like to see Parchment not grow too fast.
I see. Okay. Retain the small town.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right to put in a few houses, but don't build any of these great, big, huge things,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's nice to kind of keep it a little smaller with, I think the last I read, 2,000 inhabitants.
Yes.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so, that's right. You know, and next time they buy a police car, don't buy a police.
Let's close on that note, Jean.
That's fine.
I want to thank you very much for talking
with
us today. Interesting life. Thanks so much for sharing all of your personal history and the history of KVP in Sutherland.
It was fun.
And the history of Parchment.
I would do it over again, except working in that red building for that one woman.
Okay.
And I remember her name, but I won't give it.
Okay. Thanks, Jean.